This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We shared a story with you earlier on that South African rapper Dales is currently recovering at a Johannesburg hospital after suffering a stroke on Friday evening. Now, as the story covers, some members of the public are shocked to learn that his close friends have asked to assist the family in raising funds for his medical bills. We are talking this morning to the General Manager for Sales and Licensing at SAMRO, Karabo Sidna, who's joining us. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and thanks for the invite.
Thank you for joining us. Now, according to your experience, what are some of the things that lead to artists either going hungry or struggling to pay their way through life at a later stage?
Yeah, so I think this is something that, you know, from a South African perspective, we've seen, you know, happen quite often. And obviously, from our side, we'll speak about it more from a generalistic perspective. And what we've noticed is something that we often call, you know, lifestyle inflation. You know, a lot of artists, you know, are in this particular field. And, you know, as sometimes income increases, you know, their lifestyle also goes hand in hand with that. And I think what often makes it challenging is that the lifespan of an artist, for the most part, is like almost a sports player, you know. So it's not always long drawn out to be one of maybe 10 or 20 years. So that often creates that difficulty.
And many people, you know, usually blame record labels for failing to promote financial literacy in the music industry. I mean, if you try, you just mentioned now, you know, the sports fraternity, soccer, and you see a lot of improvement being done in the sports side of things where you get players really educated so much about financial literacy. But who should really be taking up that role of educating musicians about the pressures of being in the industry and money management, especially with such a short-lived career span?
So as SAMRO, we have that, you know, it's solely SAMRO's responsibility, but we do take the stride in making sure that we empower creators with, you know, financial literacy skills. And, you know, part of the partnership that we have recently formed is our partnership with FNB, called the Music Business Network, where we invite creatives to, you know, workshops or engagement sessions that allow us not only to talk about, you know, music in terms of what they should understand, or the music business in terms of what they should understand and how they should structure their businesses, but more so as well on, you know, F&B obviously focuses on the financial literacy, so that, you know, people are trying to plan ahead for what's going to come. So it's not just a surprise when tomorrow there's a next big thing and let's say your music is not on high rotation and you're not being booked as much, then what happens? So you should be planning that along while you are actually making that income or the high amount of income that, you know, would be seen when you are at the peak.
Yeah. You mentioned that sometimes your music is not on high rotation yet, so you haven't started generating an income. I mean, let's look at someone like Lizwi Wokuqala, who passed on in a car accident along Malume Vector. I mean, we hadn't started benefiting from his music. You know what I mean? Shouldn't the record label be somehow liable to contribute towards the funeral? Like, how does it work when it comes to that?
Yeah. So I think what the public must understand, and this is often what you're saying makes sense from a sentimental perspective, but often, you know, not even just often, I would say 99% of the time, a musician is, you know, almost like a contractor, right? So they're not actually working for the label. It's unlike an employee and employer relationship. So what that means is that the musician gets to obviously benefit again on the upside. So when everything goes well, guess what? They make a lot of money. But when everything doesn't go well, I guess they also bear that responsibility to some degree. So I think what, you know, people should view this as is that, you know, as much as somebody might be coming up, certain things do happen. I think from a SAMRO side, we already have, you know, cover that speaks to funeral cover that we give at no cost to the artist. And then over and above that, we also have something that we call SREF, the SAMRO Retirement Annuity Fund, that is able to help artists save. But unfortunately, for you to build up enough from a retirement annuity perspective, you would need to be in the industry for a little bit longer. But overall, you know, I think musicians know what they're getting themselves into, and there is an onus on them to say, hey, I understand that in this particular field of work, I'm a contractor, really. So that's the reality of it. So I need to make certain decisions so that I'm responsible for my financial sort of like future. But if, you know, obviously everything goes well, again, I can benefit. There must be upside, and then plan for that as much as you can.
Mm. I know this sounds like a psychological question. I mean, there seems to be this unfair expectation that comes, you know, from the fans towards celebrities. It's almost as if when they have problems and they need donations, they tag their favorite celebrities. But it suddenly looks weird when a celebrity, you know, goes on social media or any other platform to seek donations for either medical bills or funeral.
Yeah. So it's, you're actually right, right? So the biggest challenge there is if a celebrity right now said, listen, guys, let's do something good. And let's say they're well and alive. And then they say, okay, fine, let's donate for 1-3 cause. Most people might even be willing to part easily with 20 rands or, you know, whatever, 50 rands, so they can empower a certain cause. Mm. Now, for us as people, you know, we need to understand that, you know, the negativity often doesn't help. So there are only people that are able to help. And sometimes when somebody raises a voice and says, I need help, you know, yes, some people will look at it from a negative lens, but you'll be shocked. There will still be people that don't make a noise because we only listen to the voices that scream out, and those are often the negative ones. The positive voices are actually reaching out directly and, you know, doing something positive there. And here's the other worst part. Imagine if nobody said, I need help, but they go through that situation. What then? Mm. So often, you know, there is nothing wrong sometimes in somebody saying, I need help. So sometimes you live in a society that criticizes that.
Sure.
But at the same time, yes, we want people to plan, but if they are in that position, what other option do they have? You know, if maybe they don't have. So for us, we think that, you know, if somebody can assist, be it any artist, if somebody can assist, because there will be those that reach out, you know, and they, because they've got friends within the industry as well, and they are able to provide that necessary support. Those that obviously speak negatively, I mean, that will never go away. But I think, you know, we can have a level of humanity in these sort of situations, you know, when people go through these tough times, because it can happen to anyone.
Mm. No, thank you so much for coming through and talking to us. That's the General Manager for Sales and Licensing at SAMRO, Karabo Senna.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.